If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Top of the morning, afternoon, or evening, folks. It's Captain Liam here. I've got the pleasure of introducing Sabrina Van Malta from International Yachting Register. How are you today, Sabrina?
I'm very good, Captain Liam. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Just came down from Alaska to defrost in some southern latitudes and back up there next week. What about yourself?
Sounds lovely. I'm currently in Andorra. I just came back from the Middle East, also traveling a lot, spending my time in between the two places, but I'm very good. It's summer, so busy times for us, lots of bookings and looking after clients and owners, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a very nomadic life, a lot of us. You know, people talk about digital nomads, but in the yachting community, especially in the professional yachting sector, which is shoreside, there's a lot of people travel so much for boat shows and events and then client relations.
It doesn't stop, right?
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. No. Your background's kind of from that luxury sector, correct?
Yes, I studied, well, actually from a very young age, I started working besides my studies. And I was always very passionate about delivering or exceeding customer expectations. So I started working in restaurants, luxury hotels, high-end fashion stores. And that's where I noticed, like, I'm really enjoying this, just working with people, being able to change their moods as well. Like, it's just beautiful to see how you can change their moods and how they feel about a certain moment in time.
Yeah.
And then I decided to study hospitality management. So I have a bachelor degree in that. And after that, I started working immediately and continued that same path.
And now head of charter at IYR. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've been with the company for a long time. So yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I started off as an intern, and then I had the opportunity to work very closely with the CEO of the company, which gave me like a broad introduction to the yachting industry. And then I actually discovered my interest in charter and creating memorable experience for guests and managing the full journey from the inquiry to the delivery as well.
Yeah, and that's Captain Stephen Wallett, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's a special world we live in. I do 7, 10, 30-day charters, and each charter, I kind of tell the crew, we have an opportunity to change their lives. 100%. And whether it's from a young child to someone in their 80s, they're all after kind of a similar thing. It's that little buzz feel. It's that little emotional shift in their body and mind. And it doesn't come easily. It takes planning. It takes preference sheets. What's your biggest takeaway from the luxury sector that you try and tell crew or tell clients that secret, that little gift that we can bring into the charter? What's your advice for kind of crew out there?
Well, that's a good question. I think several things here. What I see happening a lot in Europe nowadays is that people quickly say no. You're just asking for something if it's possible, and the answer is no. And I'm a person that, especially in five-star service, to me means finding solutions and not limitations. So when people ask something and I feel like it might be very challenging or not be possible, I see it actually as a challenge. And I'm like, okay, let me see what I can arrange. Because it's all about coming up with solutions, right?
Yeah.
And then making sure that you make the experience work for them. And so maybe not the thing that they ask for is going to be possible, but you might be able to come up with something else, like a creative solution here as well. So that's one of the things that I feel like, coming up with solutions, working with the client and not being that person that is like, no, that's not possible, and being very negative.
Yeah.
And then also I think is paying attention to the little details, whether it's like remembering a preference or organizing a surprise or anticipating a need before they actually ask. I feel like that's what really creates a five-star experience.
That's that anticipatory service where you kind of look ahead just that little bit, yeah, a day, a month, a week, and you kind of trying to get into their heads.
It's not just about doing what you're asked for, right? It's going the extra mile. It's like thinking like, how can I actually help them instead of, oh, they just ask for it, so now I'm available, right?
Yeah, very much so. It's funny, we had a client recently on board who's Danish, a Danish family. And I found Danish, and they like chocolate milk, but I found this brand of Danish chocolate milk and they had it locally and it was accessible. And we're out fishing and we saw some whales, and then the clients were having a beverage and the two young children, I presented this Danish chocolate milk and their minds just went to a different world. They saw this connection of their home, their upbringing in Alaska with a whale jumping, and the parents were like, how did you pick that? I said, oh, It's Danish chocolate milk. We've got to try, you know?
It's that little detail, but they immediately feel at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. But the secret behind exceptional charters, it's tough because every client is different. It's that bespoke experience. What 100%. Separates a good yacht charter from a truly extraordinary one? What's something that, you know, resonates with you to say, we talked about the service. What's something else that resonates with you?
I think a good charter is just trying to meet the expectations, right? And delivering what was promised. But an exceptional one goes a little bit further. It's like providing that extra service to them. So what I always do is, first of all, you need to know the client, the family. What is it that they enjoy? Maybe it's activities. Maybe they're like foodies. And then trying to work together with the crew as well to make sure you're able to deliver that. Also, I always try to go to the yacht and welcome them on board. If I'm able to meet the crew beforehand, it's like when they see a face that they know, they feel immediately welcome, safe, making sure everything is being taken care of as well. And I like to surprise them. So if I know there are like foodies, I maybe create like a basket with some local products in there, or if they like experiences or some more adventurous things, I make sure that I organize an excursion or some tickets for a show.
It's that extra step, isn't it? That extra little bit, you know? Like you don't kind of get anything back from it, but it provides the platform for success is what I find. On Unbridled, we're very fortunate that, you know, we're in remote areas, but the food scene in Alaska is quite strong, like with all the local produce and, you know, the caviar and the salmon eggs and the salts. And it's got so many things.
Amazing.
And I try and always connect the clients to nature and to the environment, and plus also provide the standards that they're used to internationally. Mm-hmm. So it's a good challenge. I think that's what keeps us coming back.
Yeah, and it's nice when you're able to actually create that authentic experience for them as well, not just eating the food that they're maybe used to, but incorporating some of the local produce as well, and so that they can learn something about the places they're visiting, trying to eat some of the food. I really like that as well.
Yeah, we have a motto on board Unbridled, is try and try again. And that means try to understand them, you know, try to resonate with them, and then just, you know, try to achieve the goal, which is to kind of bring them into that space. Because it is a disconnect. Yachting is an unreal world in so many facets. Yachting Confidential. We're talking about Yachting International Radio. You've got a new podcast coming out. Tell us about it. I'm really excited.
I'm very excited as well. I just think that it's very nice if you're able to share the knowledge. And I honestly, I lack also knowledge, and we learn all from each other in the industry. So I'm just very excited to have lots of interviews and to be able to share that knowledge from people that are in the industry, because yachting can be a very nice thing, like owning a yacht, chartering a yacht, but it can also be very challenging if it's not done correctly. So I think with Yachting Confidential, I just want to give yacht owners or potential charterers, charter guests, or anyone interested in yachting, the knowledge that they need to make well-informed decisions.
The tools people need to succeed. And I love the title, because, you know, Yachting Confidential, it kind of already starts to break down a couple of boundaries. And that's big for me. Yachting has changed a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. When I started 20 years ago, it was, everything was, you know, a lot of secrets, a lot of trade secrets, and a lot of individuals running the industry. And now it's a lot more transparent. And I think that's a good thing, because it helps us raise the standard And that's where I think yachting really excels, if we can work together as a community to raise the standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people often only see the glamorous side of yachting, but there are lots of challenges as well. And I think we have to be more transparent because that's what people want as well. Otherwise, it's like a big deception. If they enter the world of yachting and they're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect this. I just thought of owning a yacht and it's going to be fun. If it's done correctly, it can be very enjoyable, smooth. And that's what we at IYR want owners to have that experience and clients as well. And I think with the podcast and sharing that knowledge, you can actually make them feel more comfortable about entering the industry.
Yeah, I think it's the first type of podcast of its kind because it's really breaking those boundaries. Even as a captain, a lot of people say, you know, Captain Liam, that's very brave what you're doing. I said, Well, it's my give back. I've done this a long time and I'm comfortable with myself and I believe in this industry. And I think the more transparency we can have, there's two things that happen with transparency. One thing is you do have an opportunity to push the boundaries. And the other side is you kind of weed out a lot of the negative. You really identify some of the negative traits and identification is part of the solution, is identifying what's not working and where the issues are and where the problems are. But so really excited. Yachting Confidential. When's the first one coming out?
Very soon. We already did one, but it's now with the people who are going to make sure that it looks all beautiful. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That are doing their magic. So let's see.
The captain broker relationship, that's a real sensitive one. Mm. What kind of traits have you seen that are successful in that relationship? Like when you see a good captain and a broker and they're working together, what's some of the key words or key things that you'd advise people?
Well, I think you as a captain have come across lots of different situations, right? And from my side, as a broker also, and as a charter manager, we've seen many things happening. And I think it's a very good question. I believe the captain broker relationships that are built on trust and communication are the best. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, brokers can be very tempted to get involved in areas that really are the captain's responsibility, because ultimately, the captain knows the vessel, the crew, the cruising grounds, and how to operate everything safely and efficiently. But at the same time, brokers know the client. We understand their expectations, their preferences, what they're looking to get out of a charter. And I think when both sides trust each other and communicate efficiently and focus on what they do best, the guest experience is always a lot better. So it's not about one person taking control. I think it's really working together as a team in achieving that memorable experience for them, because we are eventually in a people's business, which is all about relationships, and not only with the clients, but also with the crew.
I couldn't agree more. It's a service-based industry. It's 100% client-centric when it comes down to that experience for the brokers. And as a captain, our job is to focus on the crew, the vessel, mm-hmm. the owner's expectations. And when I work with brokers, I really resonate that it's your client. I'm here to serve you in the best way I can serve you as a broker and look after your client. And the more information you give me, the better I can serve you and your client. And I think that's how my advice to other captains is don't think they're your client. They're the broker's client, and there'll be other vessels and there'll be other journeys they go in. Your job's to give that experience the best you can.
It's like when there are egos involved, right? And someone is like, no, I can do this. But it's, no, we're going to do this together as a team. And that's what I like about the industry as well, because I work from different places in the world, not only in an office, but I do feel like I'm working a lot with people daily on the phone, with captains, with yacht representatives, with fiscal agents. We're all here to deliver one outcome, right? And if we work together well, we're able to achieve that.
Absolutely. What's one of the proudest things, your most memorable moment in yachting as a charter manager?
Oof.
Without names and boats and all that, because
well, I think different things. In charter management, I'm very proud that when I joined the department and got involved in charter, in the beginning, I thought I was not going to like it. And then I was like, oh my God, this is I just love this. It was so easy for me to do. And I saw many different aspects that I could improve and was going to be way better. What I always doing is communicating with an owner first of what are their objectives and making sure it's realistic as well, because we have to set or manage the expectations as well. If an owner comes and says, oh, I want to charter 30 weeks. No, it's not going to be possible, but we can do this and this.
Like your vision, and we can try go down that path with you. But, you know,
there's... maybe if you have some more vessels, we can do that. There you go.
It's never a no. It's a, these are the, you know, these, this is how we can work towards that goal. And if we achieve it, fantastic.
100%. Yes. So I think one of the first years that I was really involved in charter and became the charter manager, I managed to make sure that all the calendars were full of the vessels that we manage.
Wow.
And for me, that was, that's something you cannot describe. It's not in money. It's just a feeling that you're having of being able to achieve that. Otherwise, I don't see the point of working, right? If the owner wants those weeks, we're going to make sure it's going to happen, whatever I need to do. And if they're happy, then they stay with us as well, and we're able to have another successful year. So that is something that I'm really proud of. Also, very big charters that I booked with clients.
But it must be stressful, though, as a charter manager. I've obviously not crossed, I've been involved in a lot of charters in my industry. And I look at, as a captain, I'm very proud of what I do as a captain. But I look at the charter managers and brokers, and I do worry about them, because it is a stressful space to live in. Like when I have clients that arrive, I always text the charter, okay, they're on board, they're safe, day one's good, day two's good, and just keep them informed, because it must be a subconscious kind of stress when you're putting a client onto a yacht in a remote destination. And then, like you're saying, it is full trust.
It is. But I think that if you've done, for me, the secret to anything successful in life is just preparation. If you prepare well, then there's nothing to be super stressful about. Obviously, things can happen last minute. Things can break down. But then when you're prepared, it's much easier to deal with the situation and trying to fix it in the best way possible. And that's also, then you really have a chance to show that you are around as well. Because sometimes I've seen that happening, that when the charter is booked, people disappear. It's like money's inside. What's next? But it's actually just the beginning. Then you need to make sure that you're filling out the preference sheets, doing all the preparation for the trip, creating an itinerary, sending it to the client, getting their feedback, working together with the captain, fine-tuning it. They're paying a lot of money for an experience. So for me, it's like they should get the best of it.
Absolutely. As a captain, one of my biggest challenges is, okay, we've paid the money, the APA, and then people think because of that, we can spend whatever to get the result. And that doesn't work like that. And that's where that relationship comes in with the charter manager or broker or charter agent to say, okay, what are your expectations financially? And do you want to ship? How do you want to deal with some of these difficult questions? Because, you know, I've had clients asking for a certain gym from London, and no problem. I can make it happen. But are you prepared to pay all the way to Alaska? Yeah. And if the answer is yes, fantastic. But other clients are like, we didn't expect that much in flowers. And you're like, oh, I didn't expect that question, you know?
It's all about communication and being transparent, as you said as well.
Yeah, it's an exciting industry. Now, talking about destinations, what's your favorite? Where are you going, or where do you like chartering? What kind of?
I do like the Balearics, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe it gets a bit boring at some point and people are like, oh. But I like the Spanish lifestyle. I just like the food is always amazing. People are enjoying life. Yes. And I think being on the islands as well gives you like a very peaceful feeling. They have beautiful coves, waters. For me, it's a place that I can go to.
Well, it's a lot warmer than Alaska, but
yeah. But I do like those adventurous kind of destinations as well.
That's been my career. I've been in the expedition, you know, sector, private and charter for my career. And that's what makes me passionate. Some of the clients are like, how are you still so passionate about this? I said, it's all breaching in front of you 100 yards away. And they're like, yeah, I know. I'm like, and I could see that every day of my life and still be blessed. It's from another world. We're creating another world of experiences here.
Yeah.
What conversations are you excited about with Yachting Confidential?
I'm excited about conversations that I'm actually going to be like, wow, I didn't know that. Or things that we can learn. Yeah, how actually for a yacht owner to manage their boat better or to save costs or how they can structure their company, but also about charters of talking with captains. What is their experience? Like, how can they create a better charter? Challenges, anything. Yeah,
it is. It's I'm really excited. I'm going to put a little, you know, favorite tag on your one and start listening to it more and more often, because I think it's a side of the industry that people don't share. And I think it's such an important side of the industry because it is the door to so many things. It's a door to opportunities for sale, for brokerage, for, you know, businesses. It really creates, you know, the forefront of our industry, the charter managers. So I thank you so much for your time. I thank you for all you do for the industry, especially Yachting Confidential. I think that's it's something that's going to change the industry in a positive way.
Thank you, Liam, for having me today.
Pleasure. Pass my regards on to Captain Stephen White. Have a beautiful day, Sabrina, and thank you very much.
You too, Captain Liam. It was lovely meeting you.
Be safe and tune in to Yachting Confidential, hosted by Yachting International Radio.